This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet Wednesday to discuss the recent outbreak of violence between Israel and Gaza. Israel launched more airstrikes on Gaza early Tuesday, hitting the high-rise home of a Hamas field commander. Militants fired more than 250 missiles at Israel, killing two women, the first Israeli casualties in the current violence. At least 28 Palestinians, including 9 children, have been reported killed in Gaza. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said officials have decided to increase both the strength and the rate of the strikes on the Gaza Strip against the militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad. He said, quote, "Hamas will receive blows now that it didn't expect." Hamas fired some of the rockets Monday evening, minutes after the expiration of a 6 p.m. deadline for Israel to remove its forces from the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem's Old City. There have been a number of clashes at the mosque in recent days. The site is the most important religious site in the world for Jews and one of the most important for Muslims. As tensions and armed clashes mounted, the Israeli military said it's sending troop reinforcements to the Gaza border and mobilizing 5,000 reserve soldiers. There have been short spurts of fighting between Israel and Hamas over the past decades, but now the prime minister has warned that's Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, has warned that fighting could continue, in his words, for some time. More than 700 Palestinians have been injured fighting in the contested city of Jerusalem and across the West Bank. Hundreds of residents in Arab communities across Israel staged overnight protests against the fighting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he's deeply concerned about the rocket attacks and demanded they stop immediately. This is VOA News.